This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Fields, the national coordinator of the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's going to be held in Los Angeles toward the end of March. And Joe, Keith was talking about this whole business of dispensationalism before the break. To what extent, in your judgment, is dispensational premillennial biblical eschatology the real reason for the support on the part of the mainstream Christian right of Israel, and to what extent can we legitimately drive a wedge on those issues to get the real Christian right away from supporting Zionism?
Well, unfortunately, I think it plays a very big part, and a lot of these fellows who are promoting it, I had a conversation with you the other day about Jerry Falwell.
Yes.
I have, and I cannot remember the source, but years ago I was told on pretty good authority that he used to have a radio show way back when, I think back in the 50s, and he was actually considered a quote-unquote anti-Semite at the time, and he was told that if he would lighten up and start supporting Israel, that he would be making a lot of money, he'd be on television, and he'd, you know, be raking in the dough. Well, that happened. And I think a lot of these people are doing it, if they study theology at all, if they study their Bible, they're leaving out a big chunk. It's called the New Testament. All of this stuff about you must support Israel, those who bless thee will be blessed, those who curse thee will be cursed, that was conditional. And they didn't fulfill their condition. And they, when our Lord appeared on earth, they rejected him, they treated him with contempt, and they ended up crucifying him. And there were consequences to that. And now we're under a new dispensation. Now, this is my theology. I didn't want to get into theology, but, and that's basically the true Christian theology down through the ages, whether Catholic or Protestant. Along came this fellow, Cyrus Schofield, who was an agent paid by the ADL to write a new version, not a new version of the Bible, but new interpretations to favor Zionism. And ever since then, pretty much, at least in America, I don't know about the rest of the world, but the American evangelicals seem to be completely saturated in this phony Zionist Christianity, which is not Christianity at all. It's worshiping false gods. Israel is their God. They talk more about support of Israel. Matter of fact, here in the town where I live, there's a Protestant church. And they have, on the side of their church, they have an American flag and an Israeli flag. And that pretty much says it all. We have to get people away from these snake oil salesmen. And now, Mark, I understand you you have a degree in theology. Is that correct?
I have a Master of Divinity degree, and then I'm okay. Trying to finish a postgraduate degree in systematic theology with the completion of a thesis, yes.
Okay, well, you know, there are plenty of people out there, believe it or not, they don't get all the press that these big-time like John Hagee and Falwell and the rest of them, there are plenty of people out there who do teach the true Christian theology when it comes to this issue. They don't have the money, they don't have the power, and they don't have the wherewithal to reach the masses, but there are plenty of Christians out there, like the fellow who just called in, who know the score. Unfortunately, you go, again, it's almost like television. You go, instead of the television, you go to church, and you let Pastor A, B, or C, or whoever, tell you what to think, and again, you have this little follower, robot, sheep mentality. We need to get away from that. People need to go see Mel Gibson's movie, Passion of the Christ. It's all right there. Your theology on that issue is right there in that movie.
Based upon the Gospel of John, we will be back with Joe Fields, the national coordinator of No More Wars for Israel, when Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Fields, the national coordinator of the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's going to be held in Los Angeles at the end of March. And, Joe, before we continue this conversation, if people should want additional information about that conference, where should they get it?
Well, they can either email me at feniite1@yahoo.com. That's spelled F as in Frank, double E, N as in Nancy, Y, I T E, the number 1, at yahoo.com. Or they can write to me, Joe Fields, P.O. Box number 9, San Pedro, California, 90731.
Yes, and we'll repeat that contact information before the broadcast is out, probably more than once. And then you also have several websites, don't you?
Well, I have right now. I'm working on a website. It's not up yet. It will be nationalistforum.com. But I have two Yahoo groups. One is called Stop the Neocons, and that's spelled, it's all the words together, running together. Stop the Neocons. Neocons is spelled N-E-O-K-A-H-N-S. At Yahoo Groups, and the other is Militia of the Archangel Michael, also at Yahoo Groups.
Those, I'm sure, will have a lot of fascinating conversations taking place on them.
I just wanted, the last point before we went to commercial, we were talking about this theology business and these dispensationalists. People need to understand that the Arabs and the Muslims, they're supposed to be the bad guys. We're supposed to be out fighting. The Muslims in their Quran are extremely respectful to not only Jesus Christ, but also to his mother and to Christians in general. The Talmud, on the other hand, which is the true Bible of the Jews, is full of blasphemy, horrible things against Christ, against the Blessed Mother, and against Christians. How anyone can support a group of people who not only reject our Lord, but actively hate him and promote the most vile blasphemy against him is beyond me. How can you call yourself Christians and support that?
Yes, and it seems to me that as we look at this whole thing, it brings us to what I've talked about before on this show with people like Joanna Francis and Mark Glenn and this Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, and that is the incredible paradox of a Christian right in the United States officially opposing the abortion industry, officially opposing the pornography industry, constantly decrying the moral and cultural and spiritual declension of America, and then turning around and being involved in a political alliance with a group of folks that I think arguably could be seen as the basic purveyors of all of this degeneracy in terms of their disproportionate involvement in these industries financially.
Exactly. It's almost schizophrenic, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. And this Dr. E. Michael Jones at Culture Wars is going to be sending me some additional materials to demonstrate specifically, for example, how the Roman Catholic Church has been targeted in this regard. And I think I was mentioning to you that Jim Condit, that you're very well familiar with, and who is apparently an expert in this whole subject of how the Israeli lobby had targeted the Roman Catholic Church for serious change and infiltration from within, is going to come on here and discuss that aspect of it. But nonetheless, it seems that we have reached a point where whether we're talking about the cultural situation and the domestic situation theologically, as it were, with this Christian right alliance with Israel, or we're talking about the way in which the American right's traditional George Washington farewell addressed foreign policy has been replaced by both globalism and interventionism, that we've come full circle to the fact that I think you can make a compelling case for the notion that the Israeli lobby has been the key impetus for this, has been the key ingredient in this whole brew. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it sure is. And as a matter of fact, in both cases, in both the conservative movement and these Christians, they're basically taking good people with good instincts who want to do the right thing, and they're warping them and they're twisting them to an alien agenda. That's what it is.
Yes, and, getting back to this whole business then of John Hagee and Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, or Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell, and others of that ilk, in addition to the dispensational theology, aren't we talking about as well a circumstance where very large sums of money, in other words, a money trail, could well nigh explain the motivation for some of these so-called Christian right leaders to be promoting the Zionist line?
Oh, yes. Have you counted the rings on their fingers when they're on TV?
Quite a number.
Jerry Falwell, I think, bragged several years ago when Begin, the terrorist Begin, was in power, that he helped to finance his own private jet. I think he bought him a private jet where he could travel back and forth from America to Israel. Now, if that doesn't point to a money factor, I don't know what does.
Well, absolutely, and again, it seems to me that when you look at this whole thing, another way in which this has occurred, one of the chief methodologies, I think, has been the infiltration of what we would call Christian media. I was amazed in the last couple of years to find out through just bouncing around on the web that Rupert Murdoch, the same soul who is the ultimate owner of Fox News, also owns the Zondervan publishing company, the Christian publishing company. And then you as well have a situation where the national religious broadcasters seem to represent overwhelmingly the pro-Zionist, pro-Israel point of view, and who knows how many thousands upon millions of homes that sort of thing is piped into on a daily basis.
You know, and that's true. And the thing is, that almost wouldn't even be a problem if they would let the other side also have their say. But I guarantee you, if anyone, any minister who didn't toe the Israeli line, got on television, had enough money put together, got on television or the radio and started talking about the things we talk about, he would be hounded. I'd be surprised if he got more than one broadcast out. And that's the problem. It's not so much that they're financing their side of the argument, is they're denying people who want to get out the truth their right to free speech. That is the problem.
Yes, I mean, a classic example of this, I've never met him, but I'm aware of him, Dale Crowley Jr., the Christian pastor who for years, I guess, had a broadcast up in Washington, D.C.,
yes,
trying to talk about the other side of this Middle Eastern question. He subsequently was disenfranchised from his job, I understand.
Yes.
And then just from what I pick up on as far as Crowley's writings about the national religious broadcasters, it seems that this whole situation of Zionist control and infiltration and influence of these types of operations has been absolutely effective, as you point out, not simply in getting their point of view across, but ensuring that the other point of view is never even mentioned.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Well, getting back to this Roberts article, Joe, and in terms of what you suggest could be a 3 to 6 month time frame before an attack on Iran, Paul Craig Roberts says this morning that U.S. aircraft carriers sitting off Iran's coast are sitting ducks for Iran's Russian missiles. The neoconservatives would welcome another, quote, Pearl Harbor, unquote. The U.S. media is totally unreliable. It cannot go against Israel, and it will wrap itself in the flag just as it did for the invasion of Iraq. The American public has been deceived, again, and believes that Iran is on the verge of possessing nuclear armaments that are to be used in wiping Israel off the map. The fact that Americans are such saps, Paul Craig Roberts' words, such saps for propaganda, makes effective opposition to the neoconservatives' plan for World War IV practically impossible. Is what you're doing and what I'm doing rather quixotic, or is there some reason to believe that we're making a little headway? What do you think?
Well, I like to think we're making a little headway, and I'll tell you, if you measure it by just the man on the street, I am talking to more and more people these days who in the past would absolutely reject anything I had to say, and they're starting to listen. I think a lot of the people in the anti-war movement who previously were just talking about no war for oil are now starting to understand that Israel does play a factor in this. I think you put all of this together. You know, if I thought it was impossible, I think I'd just hop on a plane and go to South America or somewhere and just get out of this place. I don't think it's impossible. I think it's going to be a very, very hard task to wake people up and to take back our country. But we can do it. And I think what we need to do, have more conferences like this, but not just have a conference and talk to each other, but come away from these conferences and get the word out to the general public in any way we can. Now, you have an excellent vehicle there with Republic Broadcasting Network, people on the Internet, people in the alternative media. We need to just turn up the volume and try to wake people up. That's all we can do. And I think, and we were talking about this, I was talking about this with my wife the other night, in the long run, I have no reason to be pessimistic, because the plans they have for us and for the world are unnatural. It's going to fall on its own weight. The problem is between now and then, what we have to go through. That's the main problem. But this cannot stand. It's unnatural. It's wrong. And we're talking about God. God won't let it stand.
Yes, and I think ultimately we are talking about the assurance, biblically speaking, that the sovereign God and his people will win out in the end. We will be back with Joe Fields, the national coordinator of the No More Wars for Israel conference that's coming up for Los Angeles toward the end of March. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Fields, the national coordinator of the No More Wars for Israel conference. It's coming up in Los Angeles at the end of March. And Joe, again, getting back to Paul Craig Roberts' article and bringing into focus what you have said about the unnatural character, the inevitably flawed character of what the Israeli lobby and the neoconservatives are trying to do. Roberts indicates that in a world ruled by propaganda, lies become truths. The power of the Israel lobby is so great that it has turned former President Jimmy Carter, probably the most decent man to ever occupy the Oval Office, and certainly the president who did the most in behalf of peace in the Middle East, into an anti-Semite, an enemy of Israel. The American media, from its quote-unquote conservative end to its quote-unquote liberal end, did its best to turn Carter into a pariah for telling a few truths about Israel's mistreatment of the Palestinians in his book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. Now, the reason I mention this particular segment of Robert's article is it seems to me, whatever one thinks of Jimmy Carter, the notion that he is a racist and an anti-Semite is, I think, absurd on its face. Is the fact that this sort of thing is being done by the Israeli lobby a small indication of the fact that maybe they're getting increasingly desperate, and as they turn to these kinds of obviously desperate tactics, that it's going to backfire?
Yes, Mark, and that's one of the indicators that it's not hopeless. They are desperate. They rush. I mean, they're hysterical. They go every little hole they have to plug. Every time there's a little bit of dissent, they have to make the end of the world out of it. Jimmy Carter, my hat's off to him. I didn't, you know, when he was in office, I don't think any of us appreciated him the way we do today. Because look at the contrast. Look what we have now. But the fact that he came out and told the truth, he's a very anyone who knows anything about Jimmy Carter. He's anything but a hater or a bigot or an anti-Semite. He simply comes out and calls for an even-handed treatment of the Middle East situation, and he's called an anti-Semite, a Nazi, this and that. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. George Bush Sr., a lot of people don't remember this. Before he left office, he delayed a payment of several millions or billions of dollars to Israel. He didn't deny them, he delayed it. And they started calling him Haman and a Nazi and an anti-Semite because of it. That's their answer to everything. Any kind of criticism of Israel or international Jewry, the slightest criticism, immediately they bring up Hitler, Holocaust, anti-Semite. I think it's getting kind of old. I really do.
And do you think, and this is something I've asked other people on this show, I mean, and this is my own take on it, when we get to a point to where this preemptive war with Iran happens, I pray that it doesn't, but assuming that I'm right and that it does, and we start talking about an American draft, because I think Lieutenant General William Odom said it the other day when he was speaking through the Nieman Foundation at Harvard University, that the notion that the United States and or Israel could undertake an aerial operation against these plants in Iran without a follow-up conventional military invasion was simply fallacious in General Odom's view. If he is correct about that, and if we in fact do see an insane air operation with or without the use of tactical nuclear weapons that is subsequently followed by the commissioning of additional American and British ground troops into Iran, will that not result in the kind of political blowback that could make the position of the Israeli lobby absolutely untenable?
Yes, and you know what? I hope this doesn't happen. But if it does, they're going to start drafting our daughters now as well as our sons. My oldest is going to be 17 in a few weeks. I will be damned if I let her go off and die for Israel. And that should be the attitude of every mother and father across this country. If they try to pull something like that, we need to all be out on the streets, all of us, as well as our children, burning those draft cards. Because this is illegal, it's immoral, and it's anti-American. It has nothing to do with supporting America. It has everything to do with supporting that parasite terrorist state in the Middle East. And it's time people got mad. They start killing our kids for this insane policy. I say it's time for some of these politicians to start swinging.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, it's an incredible situation to think that we could actually be sitting here talking about something like this, not in terms of science fiction, political science fiction, but in terms of talking about the virtual inevitability of this. Pat Buchanan's latest post at antiwar.com, he's got a thing entitled "Who is planning our next war?" And he goes on to say that as Bush reflects on his legacy, an urgent question must be pressing in upon him each day. Will I leave here as the man who launched failed wars in Iraq and Afghanistan that cost thousands of U.S. dead to no avail? Or can I yet enter history as the Churchillian statesman who used U.S. power to save America and Israel from the mortal threat of atomic weapons in the hands of the Iranian mullahs? Which legacy would Bush prefer, or Cheney? When we get back with Joe Fields, we will utilize Mr. Buchanan's article to engage in a little bit of amateur psychoanalysis of the President of the United States. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Joe Fields, the National Coordinator and Director of the No More Wars for Israel Conference. It's going to be held in Los Angeles at the end of March. Joe, what are the exact dates on that conference?
That will be Saturday and Sunday, the 24th and 25th of March. And actually, when you say Los Angeles, it'll be close to Los Angeles, but it'll be in Orange County, California.
Okay.
I suggest people, if they want to avoid the hassle of LAX, if they want to fly in, they should come to John Wayne International there in Orange County. It'll be a lot closer to the venue.
That's good information. So the best way to get there would be to take the John Wayne Airport there in Orange County.
In Irvine, California, and the location should be close enough. We'll probably have a shuttle available.
Yes. Well, at some point I will post information on this broadcast that I've had with you today at Breaking All the Rules News, BATR, and I will post, with your permission, your basic contact information as far as your email address so that paleocons who read BATR which includes some of the folks that listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, can contact you directly if they happen to forget your email, which again is?
It's feeneyite1 at yahoo.com. That's F as in Frank, double E, N as in Nancy, Y-I-T-E, number one, at yahoo.com.
Yes, and before the broadcast concludes, I want to see if we can't get that contact information out there at least one more time.
Okay.
Pat Buchanan today in antiwar.com has a piece that kind of dovetails with that of Paul Craig Roberts. And the Buchanan piece is entitled, Who is Planning Our Next War? And Pat points out that Tehran is now 2 weeks into a 60-day deadline to answer a Security Council resolution directing it to cease enriching uranium. While the sanctions are mild, says Buchanan, the resolution passed unanimously and gives Bush the U.N. cover he used to wage war in Iraq. If Iran defies the U.N., Bush will demand further sanctions. Up the escalator we go. Moreover, a second U.S. carrier battle group is headed for the Gulf. More interesting, I'm going to repeat this, more interesting, according to Buchanan, is that the new CENTCOM commander, replacing General John Abizide, is no soldier, but is Admiral William J. Fallon, the Commander-in-Chief of U.S. Forces in the Pacific, or PACAF. What Fallon does not know about securing streets, he does know about taking out targets from the air and keeping sea lanes open in a time of war. Buchanan seems to be intimating here that General Fallon's appointment to be the new CENTCOM commander is directly related to war planning with Iran. What do you make of that, Joe?
He's probably right. He's probably right. I mean, the way things look, you don't go send aircraft carriers off if you're not planning. You know, they'll probably say, oh, it's for war games or something. We know what's happening.
We know
what's happening. It's very obvious to anyone who has eyes.
And again, you're thinking in terms of a probability of a 3 to 6 month window of time before this happens.
That's a guesstimate. We may have up to a year. I do believe this fellow will try to do something before he leaves office. He seems to be not too well-balanced mentally. Apparently, he hears voices. He thinks he's talking to God. I think he's talking to someone other than God. But, you know, and he's very, very manipulated by his Israeli handlers. You know, his father, he's not a great guy. They're all establishment people linked to the CFR and the Bilderbergs and everything else. But his father tried to save him when he sent James Baker in. Apparently, James Baker and George Bush Sr. don't have the absolute love affair with Israel that George Jr. does, and they're trying to give him some advice. He's rejected it, and he's in bed with his Israeli handlers. And so when you have a volatile combination of someone who's not mentally balanced and who is being used and controlled by an alien force, it doesn't look good. It really doesn't.
Well, I have met the senior Bush on one occasion, going back to the old days when I was a district chair in the Republican Party in King County, Seattle, going back to the late 1980s. I met George W. Bush in 1994 in the Texas Hill Country at a party when he was running for a governor of Texas at that time against Ann Richards. And when I tried to think about this guy, meaning the current George W. Bush, perhaps... Are we looking at a situation where, again, admittedly, we are amateur psychoanalysts, but are we talking about a situation where George W. Bush, in addition to whatever his own affinity may be for Israel on the basis of some very dubious theological grounds, and whatever his role may be in being a front person for multinational oil consortiums who would like to impose the Project for a New American Century agenda upon the Middle East in order to control oil and natural gas reserves and pipelines, is there a third sense, getting back to what Buchanan suggests rhetorically in his article today for antiwar.com, that George W. Bush is also obsessed with his own role in history and that he does not want to be seen as a failure in terms of these launched wars in Iraq and Afghanistan where things are heading south?
Well,
that in his mind, if he wants to go down in history, in his own judgment as a so-called great president, that he's going to need to prevail, in his own mind, to prevail militarily in these situations, and that the psychology of this will virtually force him into an ill-advised preemptive attack on Iran?
Well, yes, I think that probably is a big factor. Unfortunately, if the man had all of his marbles, he would do the opposite. He would try to extricate himself and do the best he could to do damage control. Instead, it looks like he wants to push for World War III. I think he really thinks as you said, he's Winston Churchill. Of course, what we know about Winston Churchill, that's another story.
Yes.
He was no hero either.
Yes.
But we're in a very dangerous situation. We have people who, people say, well, George Bush is just a puppet. Yeah, but he's a dangerous puppet because he's got problems. And I have seen many analysis of his mental state. I'm sure you've seen it on the Internet by psychologists. You know, we're talking about amateur psychology. We've had actual psychologists evaluate the man. They said he is not playing with the full deck.
Well, in terms of this conference itself, Joe, who are some of the people that you've attracted to this thing thus far?
Well, I'm happy to say you're one of them, Mark, and I look
forward to... I was trying to conceal that, so it didn't...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Not conceal it. I didn't want to appear to be self-serving. I was thinking about the other people that you've gotten for the conference, but go ahead.
Well, I'm very happy that I'll be able to meet you, and we look forward to hearing what you have to say. But we also have Paul Fromm, who is a white rights activist, anti-immigration activist from Canada. Can you hold on one second?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I have a little...
Joe was talking about some of the people that will be on at this conference, and one of the folks he mentioned is a gentleman by the name of Paul Fromm. And Paul Fromm is, according to what I'm reading here, a Canadian white rights and illegal alien activist. And Paul's sites are www.canadafirst.net. That's www.canadafirst.net. Also something called www.canadianfreespeech.com. That's canadianfreespeech.com. And then www.paulfromm.com. That's www.paulfromm.com. You back, Joe?
I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, no problem.
You called me at home. I had a little problem with the dog here, so...
Well, I'm a dog owner, and so I know exactly where you're coming from, but go ahead.
We're also going to have your fellow RBN broadcaster, Michael Collins Piper. He will be a speaker. Mark Glenn, who you mentioned earlier from crescentandcross.com. Willis Cardo, who is the publisher of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. They're both excellent publications. I know one of them is advertised on RBN. The other is an excellent historical journal. You can go to barnesreview.org and visit that. Also, we have attorney Edgar Steele, who I think people who are on the active on the Internet probably know of him. He's got a website called conspiracypenpal.com. I talked to Ellen Mariani, who is the widow of one of the 9/11 plane crash victims. She will also be speaking on her efforts to expose the truth about 9/11. Have a fellow by the name of Joe Bellinger, who is a revisionist historian. He's had one book published in German. They're working, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on an English translation called Himmler's Death. It's about the what he says was the assassination of Heinrich Himmler toward the end of the war. He'll be talking about a new book that he's working on. We mentioned Jim Condit Jr. He will be talking about his precinct project and how taking back our country on a political level will stop all of this nonsense. We also have my wife, Deirdre Fields, who is a journalist and a spokesman for the Afrikaner cause, the South African people. She's a Boer. She will be speaking on Israel and its in the way they have apartheid in Israel and how they've been dumping on South Africa all these years for their alleged abuses of the blacks. Dr. E.R. Fields of the Truth at Last newspaper, I think a lot of people out there know who he is. We have James K. Warner of the Christian Defense League, and we're working on several other people, including a couple of big-name mystery speakers that we will not reveal until the conference.
Yes. And I tell you, I think that this is going to be an absolutely fascinating event, again, to be held over the weekend of March 24th and 25th. And for those of you who can make it out to Orange County, California for that event, utilizing, if you fly, the John Wayne Airport, that's definitely going to be worth your while to attend that. And, Joe, do you see a situation where, just as I'm thinking about this whole business, that one of the things that may come up at the conference is identifying some strategies for identifying constituencies that basically would agree with our point of view on this, who've not been properly tapped before, and figuring out the methodologies that we use to get to these people with the information that we have?
Yes, yes. That, matter of fact, one of the reasons I want to have this conference is to get a bunch of people together of basically like mind, but also some people who may be halfway there, and hash out a program of how we're going to get out to the general public, because we have to do this very soon. Mark, we're running out of time. We are literally looking at World War III for the sake of a country that is not an ally of this country. It's the ally of America. Israel is an ally of America, just like a tick is an ally to a dog. They are destroying our you know, we have a police state. We have endless wars. We're going to invite genuine terrorism. I don't know what you think about 9/11. I don't happen to believe the government line. But I think what they're doing is they're inviting terrorism. If you go around as an individual in a neighborhood and you start breaking the doors down, beating people up and telling them how to run their houses, sooner or later you're going to be looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life. The same applies to nations. And that's what we have done for the sake of Israel. We have to get the word out, and that's what this conference is all about.
Yes, and as you talk about this, just as far as the domestic end of things is concerned in the last 5 years, you know, you look at the USA Patriot Act, you look at the Patriot Act versions 1 and 2, I guess, and the Military Commissions Act of 2006. And we've talked a little bit on this show in the past about the National Security Agency and its surveillance operations against American citizens that are not warranted by any action of any federal court. When you start looking at all of those kinds of things on top of this pending hate crimes legislation that's up there on Capitol Hill again, I understand, isn't this an indication with this kind of coercion going on that the folks perpetrating this, and here we're talking about the national security state, we're talking about the Jewish neoconservatives, we're talking about the Israeli lobby, isn't this sort of a coercion-based system an indication that they know that in a truly free situation where freedom of speech and exchange of ideas is going to be involved, that they're going to lose, and therefore this kind of carefully packaged coercion becomes the route that they choose to ensure compliance with what's going on?
That's exactly what it is. And I'll tell you something, the answer is not to cower, not to be afraid, not to look over our shoulders, oh, they're watching me, oh, they're going to put me in. No, the reaction should be to get angry and to do something about it. Otherwise, we're going to lose our country, and we'll deserve to lose it, because we were either too cowardly or too stupid to do anything about it.
Yeah, yes, and as I think you've already mentioned many times on this broadcast, time is running out. I mean, to me, whether we're talking about a 3 to 6 or 12-month period of time before this preemptive war against Iran materializes, we could also be talking about the jettisoning of American debt instruments on the currency markets in retaliation for our military actions in that part of the world. We're talking about the crisis of illegal immigration to the tune of at least 20 million people who, as I understand it, could be receiving a blanket amnesty if the McCain-Kennedy law eventually becomes law. We're talking about a situation where we've lost, 3 million manufacturing jobs in this country just since Bush has been president. The North American Union is moving forward as yet another building block in the full-blown drive to world government. All of these things are coalescing and coalescing very quickly. Joe, is that ominous? Is it opportunity, or is it both?
It's both. It's ominous, but it's also opportunity. If we don't do it now, we have a window. We don't do it now, I don't know when we're going to do it. It's far easier to do it before the door is closed than afterwards. I mean, it can be done then also, but it's going to be a lot more costly and a lot more bloody. And, you know, you talk about freedom. They're supposed to hate us because we're free. You know one of the reasons that they're using for attacking Iran? It's unbelievable. Because that little the Holocaust conference they had in December, they're saying, well, that shows several of these neocon commentators, I believe Krauthammer was one of them, if I'm not mistaken, they're actually saying that that is a reason for war. So in other words, if people have freedom of inquiry on a subject of history that the Zionists don't like, it's reason to start bombing them. If that's not insanity, I don't know what is. Why can't people get that, Mark?
Yeah, well, this absolutely, and it gets into Buchanan's statement today at antiwar.com that Iran has no air force or navy to speak of, an economy not 2% of ours. They've not started a single war since the revolution 27 years ago, and the notion that they're about to give terrorists to use on us a nuclear bomb that may be 10 years away from even being built is a pretty crazy series of presuppositions. Mark Dankos, America, will be back on RBN. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Joe Fields, the National Director and Coordinator of the No More Wars for Israel conference that's going to be held in Orange County, California, at the end of March. I believe that's, Joe, March 24th and 25th. March 24th and 25th. One other thing I want to mention to our listeners is take a look today if you're browsing CNN.com and looking at the whole Reuters byline that's there against in regard to the United States and an expected move on their part to announce sanctions against Bank SIPA, an Iranian commercial bank, under a presidential order. That is just the latest indication that there are a series of economic moves being undertaken that involve not simply the domestic oil industry in Iran, but also the Iranian banking system. And the bank in question is located in the United Kingdom, but is a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank SIPA in Iran, which was established in 1925. That's going to be quite curious to watch that story in the days ahead, as we determine just how much additional pressure is going to be involved in the promotion of the notion that there will be an inevitable conflict between the United States and Iran. One of the other interesting things is found in the Financial Times today, and it's as follows, and that is that there is a Republican division over Iraq. I would argue that there's also a Democratic division over Iraq and what to do about Iraq policy. But suffice it to say that as we look at some of the major players that are lining up on either side of this issue, it might be an interesting exercise to look at the financial links of those politicians in Capitol Hill who are on the pro-war side of the divide. Now, Mitch McConnell, for example, the Republican new minority leader in the Senate, conceded the other night on Fox News that other Republicans would not endorse the plan that President Bush is going to put forward, but that he, McConnell, will. Quote, if the president recommends what we seem to believe he's going to recommend, I intend to support him, unquote. This plan will quite clearly involve, in all likelihood, the addition of an additional 20,000 troops into Iraq, will involve the expenditure of billions of additional dollars, and with the end game largely yet to be determined. One of the fascinating things that comes out of this, of course, as you watch Fox News or watch CNN, or read the Washington Post or the New York Times, is the extent to which establishment political and military figures in the United States believe that such a quote-unquote surge in an American military presence in Iraq can possibly have any positive outcome and that it can stem the tide of what we've seen up to this point. This gets back to something that Marty Callahan was discussing on this show weeks ago in regard to the production of his new movie, Blood and Oil, World War I in the Middle East. Marty was pointing out at that time that, of course, the British failed to subdue Mesopotamia with over a million troops in the 1920s. We are now led to believe by the neoconservatives in the United States media and in the United States military and in the United States intelligence establishment that we can do it with 150,000 troops in Iraq alone. Can't be done, folks, and we're looking for a widening of this conflict with endgame unknown. I'd like to thank Joe Fields today for being on the show. He, again, is the National Director of the No More Wars for Israel National Conference. It's going to be held March 24th and 25th in Orange County, California. I'll post the information on how to contact Joe at some point at Breaking All the Rules News. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.